Hello to all of my lovely listeners out there. So this audio is going to be a little bit more serious than my last two audio diaries. Excuse me. And that's because my grandfather passed away this morning. He was 92, died in the hospital, and wasn't in any pain. He was on a fentanyl and morphine drip, so he was asleep and didn't suffer, we had a weird relationship. I'm kind of estranged from my grandparents because of the very crappy things I did during my addiction, and I haven't spoken to them in years, let alone seen them. And it also doesn't help that I'm living in Texas and they're in Massachusetts, but regardless, I have not been very close with them the last few years, but, you know, it's still sad because growing up, I would always visit them for holidays and, you know, I have very fond memories of them and going to visit them, and so, still pretty sad. I mostly feel bad for my dad, because my dad really idolized my grandfather, and really looked up to him a lot. Like, for my dad, my grandfather was, kind of like the ideal man. Like, he served in Vietnam, he was faithful to his wife for, I don't know, over 50 years, had two sons that he raised, and, just an all-around good guy, and my dad really looked up to him, so I feel really bad for my dad, for losing that person. And of course I feel bad for my grandmother also, because they were together for so long, and now my grandmother's gonna be alone, and I'm sure it's gonna be hard. So for the last few years, my grandfather had dementia, and especially this last year, it really progressed very quickly, where he didn't even remember his own brothers anymore. Still remembered his wife and my dad and my uncle, my dad's brother. That was really all. He couldn't remember his extended family anymore. And it was just getting pretty bad. So this last week, I guess he was kind of showing some symptoms of feeling ill, and then yesterday morning he fell. So my grandmother called an ambulance, they took him to the hospital, and then there they found out that he had sepsis, and likely had sepsis for a few days, and that's why he was feeling ill. And they suspect that if they had caught it sooner, he would have had a better chance of getting through it, but at this point it was just too late. There was nothing they could do, so they just made him comfortable, and after that it was just a waiting game. So yeah, I am obviously pretty sad. He was such a great, genuine, kind man. But like I said, we were kind of estranged, so it's not I think, hitting me as hard as it would be if I was still living in Massachusetts and we were still close. But of course, like I said, it's still sad. And I have a lot of people I used to know in Massachusetts during my addiction that have passed away in the last few months. My ex-boyfriend's brother passed away from overdose, and then my ex-boyfriend's best friend also passed away. And just a lot of people that I was surrounded by back in my addiction have died now. And it's really affecting me. It's really making me face death and addiction, and the people that I know that are still alive but are still in active addiction and could potentially pass away, and even the mortality of my father, because my father's an alcoholic. He has been for my whole life, and in the last year he had to quit his job, get on disability, because he just could not work anymore. He was working in a factory and it just got too hard on him. And now he has a lot of health complications. He has blood clots. He is very overweight, still drinking, and issues with his heart and issues with his lungs. And I know it's just a matter of time before I get the call that my father is in the hospital. And that's actually what my first thought was, is my sister texted me yesterday morning and said, "Have you talked to Mom?" And I knew right away, just from the way she said it, that something important was going on. And then as soon as I got that message from her, my mom called me. And my immediate thought was that Dad's in the hospital. And that was my fear. But obviously it wasn't. It was my grandfather. But I'm very much prepared. I guess not prepared, but I'm expecting my dad to go. Not fairly soon, but within a couple of years, I expect that something will happen, because he's just in a really bad way and he can't stop. He's tried to get sober so many times, and he'll, you know, be sober for 6 months and then relapse, and he just can't make it stick. And it's so sad, because if he could just stop drinking and, you know, eat better and just go on walks, he would get so much healthier and feel so much better, and, you know, I wouldn't worry so much. But the way he is now, I don't see him changing, and, you know, I'm kind of expecting that something is going to happen. I mean, I'm not ready for that at all by any stretch of the imagination, but I would not be surprised if I got a call that my dad was in the hospital and was not doing well. So yeah, that's where my mind is at today. Remembering all the good times with my grandfather and my family, and praying for those that are in their addiction and are struggling to stop, and just hoping that it gets better for them. But I'm sorry if this audio was kind of a downer, this is just, you know, what's on my mind. And I started these audios so that you could get to know me a little bit more personally, and I can share my thoughts and feelings, and these are my thoughts and what I'm feeling right now. So yeah. All right, well, I guess that's all I have to say for now, and you'll hear from me again very soon. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.